Welcome to Boston. In this City Soundtracks tour, we will focus on sites located along the route known as the Freedom Trail. Most, but not all, places we will visit are associated with colonial Boston and the American Revolution. It was in Boston that the struggle for American independence began. It was here, on these streets, that the Sons of Liberty first rose up to challenge the most powerful nation on earth. They sparked a conflict that all colonies would join to create a new nation, the United States of America. We begin at the corner of Park and Tremont Streets, which is the location of the subway's Park Street Station. In Boston, the subway is called the T, after its logo, which is the letter T in a circle. Unless you are staying in walking distance of our starting point, we suggest you use the T or a taxi to get to Park Street. Boston's narrow, winding streets can be confusing, and parking is often both expensive and hard to find. If taking the T, you may wish to listen to the remainder of this audio track as you make your way to the start of our tour. We will give you instructions to follow along the way, and our tour map clearly marks out points of interest. However, if you get lost, just look for the red line painted on the sidewalk or formed by bricks. With a few exceptions, it marks the way. You can visit each site as long as you would like. If you want to stop, to shop, or get something to eat, do so, and just restart the tour when you're ready. As you may have noticed, I have something of a British accent. Well, that's how those of us who lived in Boston prior to the Revolution thought of ourselves. We were Englishmen, and many of us desperately wanted to maintain ties to king and country. Only when events forced us to take up arms against the crown did we start to think of ourselves as Americans. I hope the stories you hear today will help you see how this transition took place. As you take in these historic sites, ponder this question. What made Bostonians take up arms against the British? The answers are as varied as the people who joined the militia. One interesting answer was given by Captain Levi Preston. Some 50 years after the war, a 91-year-old Preston recalled the day he marched with other Minutemen to confront the British regulars at Concord Bridge. He was, in the words of Emerson, one of those embattled farmers who fired the shot heard around the world. Preston was asked, "Did you take up arms against intolerable oppressions?" Preston answered, "Oppressions? I didn't feel them." "Were you oppressed by the Stamp Act?" "I never saw one of those stamps. I certainly never paid a penny for one of them." "Well, what then about the tea tax?" "I never drank a drop of the stuff. Anyway, the boys threw it all overboard." "Well, then I suppose you've been reading John Locke about the eternal principles of liberty." "Never heard of him. We only read the Bible, Watts' Psalms and the Almanac." "Well then, what was the matter? What did you mean in going to the fight?" "Young man, what we meant in going for those redcoats was this. We had always governed ourselves, and we always meant to. They didn't mean we should." I assume you now, or soon will be, arriving at Park Street Station. Look around as you exit. The large green space is Boston Common. You will also see the impressive steeple of Park Street Church. With that church to your right, listen to the next audio track as you walk into the common toward a small body of water that is about two blocks ahead and off to your left.